Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update today, this time from Lion One Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF and also on the ASX LLO. Oh, I've been getting a few more comments for people following ASX-listed companies, so I will be sharing more of those symbols with everybody. I'm chatting with the technical advisor, Quentin Henney. Now, Quentin, I want to follow up on the most recent news release from Lion One that came out November 4th, just last week, that outlines the strategy for drilling this new high-grade discovery at the Tuvatu project. Before we get into this actual strategy that is outlined within this news release, bring us up to speed on already the drilling that has happened at this deep target. From my understanding, there's been three holes, one initial discovery hole and two wedge holes, some very impressive grades, which has you guys continuing to focus on this deep target. Give us a little background first and foremost here, please, Quentin.
Certainly. Let's talk about this high-grade discovery. Look, it's well below, I think about 130, 140 meters below the existing resource. It's also somewhat to the east of the resource, the conventional Tuvatu lodes, which form the core of the resource, trend north-south. They're from surface down to, on average, about 350 meters below surface. This intercept actually happens to be well below that. Okay, so it's, I'm going to say about 140 meters vertically below those lodes. The other thing we found through drilling these three holes is that the trend of this high grade appears to be at a different angle. It's not north-south. It appears to be going east-northeast or even northeast, somewhere in that range, but it's definitely trending a different direction. Okay, so we've drilled a very high grade intercept based on some geophysical targeting we did earlier this year. We told the market, I think back in January, maybe it was February, that we had completed our CSMT survey. It showed a nice target down there, a nice structural target. We drilled it and very fortunately hit high grade on that first hole. Okay, so hole 500, which tested this geophysical gradient, this CSMT gradient, hits something like 12.7 meters of 55 grams per ton. It was a wonderful success. I believe that was in late July, early August, somewhere in that window. And then we did some measurement of the veins in the core, and we could see, these veins don't look like they're trending north-south. They look, more like they're trending east or northeast or something. So we decided to drill a couple of wedge holes simply to get a better handle on the orientation of that high-grade vein. When we drilled the first wedge, no problem. We hit a nice high-grade interval. I can't remember the numbers right off my head, top of my head, but it was a few meters. I think it was 3 or 4 meters of 80-some-odd grams per ton. There were some other intercepts above and below that, too. And then we drilled the second wedge. Now, the second wedge was – okay, so the first wedge went off to the north. So if you look at the first hole, the mother hole, we'll call it, it drilled from east to west, all right, so east to west at a steep angle. The first wedge was drilled to the right of that, so it basically trended northward off of the mother hole. The second wedge drilled to the left of the mother hole, so it actually went off to the south or southwest from the mother hole. And what we saw in the second wedge was a very long interval, I think about 130 meters, where we had multiple gold-bearing intercepts. And we were just getting into an interesting zone when we unfortunately lost the hole. We had to abandon the hole basically due to bad ground. The drill bit got wedged. It couldn't advance any further, and we had to cut the hole. Now, the 130 meters above where we saw multiple intervals of gold, they're very interesting. In fact, some of them look economic, and there were even a few high-grade spikes. I think that's telling us we're basically drilling sub-parallel to the structure. Okay, and I think we were just about to go into it when the hole was abandoned, which is unfortunate, but that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But I think we got enough data now that we can say confidently this thing's going east-northeast. So what does that mean? Well, oh boy. Okay, now we got to step back and look at how we're going to drill this thing. We looked up to the east and to the south. We realized the topography rises very quick. okay, what does this mean? It means putting a road in or roads in drill pads up in that area is somewhat problematic. We've managed to identify two sites that we can drill from, and we are drilling from those areas now. But we realized we got to change the plan. How do we drill this thing? Well, we started looking at the existing decline and actually drilling it from underground. So that's kind of a summary of the past, we'll call it, a few months, especially since late July. And here we are. We're at a point where we're starting to transition.
Okay, now the transition into how you're going to further attack this deeper target and this deeper discovery, I guess we can call it. It outlined in the news release, the company is buying two underground drill rigs. It sounds like you guys have just realized that drilling underground will A, decrease the length of the holes, and you'll be able to drill at different angles that will better target this target. How is this all going to come together then for upcoming drilling?
Okay, so here's, the topography at surface, very difficult to work with, basically precludes us drilling this thing off from surface. All right, but we have this nice decline that was put in the late 1990s, early 2000s, by the previous owner. And fortunately, the decline trends from north to south, and it goes, spatially, it goes straight over the top of this area of high grade. So we actually have vantages from north of the high grade as well as south of the high grade at which we can attack this thing. So we're putting in drill cuddies right now, which are basically small drill stations underneath or off the sides of the decline, this underground working, from which we can drill. So we have many vantages now from which we can drill. We needed the underground rigs. Wally and his team secured a couple of rigs. They're actually being manufactured in Canada right now, and anticipated delivery in the next couple of months. This really gives us a lot of benefits here. First of all, the angle that we can attack the high grade much better than from surface. That's a big win. The depth, we're saving probably 200 to 250 meters of drilling vertically every time we drill up from underground because we don't have to drill from surface. The other thing is underground, we can work during the wet season. All right, so this enables us to work year round. All right, so this, I think, is a much better strategy. Bear in mind, the company is looking at development, too. So, they're talking about putting in another decline that would be, a production level decline as part of their mine plan. Right. So a lot going on site. I'm focused, of course, on exploration and making this work. But, the company is looking at advancing their development as well.
Well, and that's a whole other side of the story, which, adds a whole different dynamic there, a development side of the story, but also this high-grade exploration. Quentin, can you give us an update on how that work is progressing underground to get ready for when these drills are delivered to the company, which is expected for early next year?
Sure. Look, the team on site, which, Fijians have a lot of experienced miners. You have the Vatukoula deposit nearby. There's a lot of guys that worked underground at Vatukoula. We've got several of those guys within our team, and we can easily put in the drives and cutties and whatnot that we need to drill this thing. So that work's it's already underway, quite frankly. They're reconfiguring things with the ventilation and other aspects so they can pull this off. But we will have the thing ready for drilling by early next year when the drills arrive.
Now, what sort of size or scale are you looking at preparing for these drills? Because obviously you get them on site. You only have three holes in this asset or this deposit so far. So how are you going to go about stepping out and showing scale first and foremost?
Yeah, look, from underground, we can drill this thing ad nauseum, quite frankly. Many different angles, different orientations. I think that we will do careful step outs initially. It's always wise whenever you find a high grade discovery like this, especially a structural discovery, like something hosted by a very discrete, tight structure, you do not want to be sloppy and do aggressive step outs, 50, 100 meter step outs. You want to keep the initial step outs very close, start to get as good a handle as you can on the exact orientation of the high-grade structure, and then you can be a little bit bolder once you've seem to have a better understanding. Otherwise, you know, you run the risk of doing an aggressive step out, say 100 meters this way or 100 meters that, and missing the thing, and everybody goes, "Ah, oh, well, that was interesting," you know, and they leave, you know, they run for the exit. But look, that's my approach. You know, on top of that, I think we need to do property level test work as well. Don't get me wrong, you know, the entire focus going forward is not going to be just this high grade zone. I think we have multiple high grade zones. If you look at my presentations from earlier this year, I showed examples of these CSMT gradients from many places across the property. And I think we also need at least one rig, one or two rigs, that are out there testing some of these other targets. Okay, so here's the underlying thesis, Corey. These alkaline systems, when you find a good one, they tend to deliver a lot of ounces. Most of them are 10-plus million-ounce systems. Okay, the flip side of that, though, is that you've got to treat them very gingerly and very carefully because they tend to be structurally controlled and very high-grade systems. Again, if you're too aggressive, you will miss the deposit. Okay, we have a lot of evidence that there's a very robust and complex structural system below our feet at Tuvatu. We feel that there's going to be more high-grade feeders. It's only logical, given that there's a similar gold to what we see at Tuvatu popping up all over the interior of the caldera, up at Banana Creek, up at Old Kingston area. All of these areas are underlain by significant numbers of gold veins. It's those feeders below those, though, that are the important. So the underlying thesis here is we have the makings of a very high-grade, but very structurally controlled system. It's going to take some time and patience to test all of these various targets, but I think we will have additional discovery. It's very logical to assume so, given that we hit basically on the first one. And I think that this system could go down quite deep. Okay, right now, you know, it sounds deep, like, oh my goodness, 600 meters. It's going to go down a lot deeper. Look at Porger, look at Cripple Creek, look at any of these classic alkaline systems on Earth, and they go down 1.5 kilometers. Okay, we have a lot of future ahead of us. It's going to take patience, but we have it.
So, Quentin, what's going to be the process then of testing out some of these other targets? I understand you're going after and continuing to work on expanding the deep target, but you just outlined a number of other opportunities too.
Yeah, look, we need to have the underground drilling to drill off the existing high-grade discovery, obviously, okay? And we also need, I think that, you know, looking at the CSMT, I think there's other structures in the immediate area there that will also host high grade. I don't think it's just this one. I think there'll be multiple. All right, so there's one, we'll call it one front of advancement and exploration. The second front is to test these type of gradients elsewhere on the property. And we'll probably have to do that from surface. Obviously, we can't put in declines here and there across the property. So we will have basically a two-pronged exploration program, drilling off the high grade, and that'll be done from underground. But we'll be looking for new high-grade structures similar to this elsewhere across the property, drilling from surface.
Okay. Well, Quentin, I hope that clears up everything for all of our audience and all of the investors. It's an interesting story, Lion One. I got a lot of comments on it, and there is that blend of this true exploration and a more development component. We'll continue to follow along, and please, everyone, keep sending me your questions. Fleck@kereport.com. I will get Quentin and the team over at Lion One to address those. Quentin, thanks for taking time on this holiday Wednesday. I appreciate the update.
Thank you, Corey.